yeah, hi, Mike Swantz here. I just want to give you a really quick update. I'm actually going to do this podcast by myself. Dave Skirica is traveling right now, and he's going to put together a special PowerPoint presentation going over some key charts and some things he sees going on in the stock market. And hopefully we'll have that available to you next week. I think this is part of a presentation that he put together at a closed-door meeting on Vancouver Island that he attended just the other day. I just want to give you a quick overview of what I'm thinking about the stock market right now. As you probably know, I bought into the market with a couple stocks and some ETFs right on the day that the market reversed. I'd been in cash at the beginning of the year, expecting a market pullback. We got it, and I was patiently waiting for a real bottom to come in, and bam, it happened. However, a couple days ago, I actually took profits on the bulk of that position, because right at this moment, I don't think there's huge upside in the stock market. I think we've seen probably half the gains that were going to come when I bought in. And also, when I bought these positions, I was doing it with the intention of making it a short-term trade. My goal the first 6 months of this year is to get a couple quick trades, you know, where I can make 5% to possibly 10% at a pop, and do that two or three times. And I know that'll build up to a really nice return. That's a lot different attitude than I had last summer, where I thought the market was going to rally for the rest of 2009 going into the end of the year. And I was recommending lots of stocks, advocating that you buy and hold them. Right now, at this moment, I don't really think that's the strategy to use for at least the first 6 months this year, because I think this is a market that's going to be range-bound. It's going to require, you know, a couple base hits, a base hit type strategy. So right now, at this moment, I don't think, you know, the stock market's going to collapse or crash or anything like that at all. But I just think the momentum for the short term on the upside is very limited. And I'm expecting the market, you know, to pull back a little bit or pause for the next 2 or 3 weeks and then make a run higher in March. Probably, you know, if things play out the way I think we can see the market even reach its January highs and be bullish into the April earnings season. And then we'll have to reevaluate the situation. But basically, myself, I'm going to wait in a C mode. I'm looking, you know, every other day through hundreds of, if not sometimes thousands or more stocks, looking for unique situations that may provide us with a great buying opportunity. At least if you're a member, a full member of the website, you'll know about that. If not, you know, you still get my insights about the general direction of the market and, you know, what are my guests are thinking. So anyway, this is a real quick update. Next Friday, we'll have a much longer show with a guest of some sorts. Really didn't have time to get another guest today. But anyway, I'll be talking to you later. And oh yeah, and stay tuned. We hopefully should have this PowerPoint presentation ready for you sometime next week.